Opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Ibrahim Mahiri, and welcome to Abnormally Normal, where we take your crazy habits and ask the age-old question, is it weird or just abnormally normal? We're here twice a week, every Monday and Friday, so make sure to come check in and enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ibrahim Mahiri, your host for Abnormally Normal, the show where we take your habits, hobbies, and situations and tell you whether or not they're weird or just abnormally normal. Today, we have a very special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, sir. My name is Jamie. Happy to be here. Happy to listen to, you know, everything you guys got to say to us today.
Yeah, this is Jamie's first time on this podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is not Jamie's first time on the podcast. If you would be surprised if you were to look back, you'd see only one episode with our very special guest, Nisa, from last week. But Jamie was actually the first ever episode of Abnormally Normal where, what's it called? Unfortunately, due to issues, we couldn't really actually submit the podcast itself. So it's good to have you back, buddy.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back.
For the authentic first time, yeah.
Authentic first time. Like, first time part two. Yeah. Now, Jamie, I'm pretty sure you already know how the show works.
Yes, I am familiar.
He is familiar. But for those of you at home, we take different notes from people, and we rate them on a scale of 1 to 10 of how weird they are.
Yep.
So how about we already just get started, huh?
Yeah, let's go right into it.
Yeah, let's get right into it. Now, this one was interesting. This one, I just got it off of, like, a random person that I, like, walked on the street. I was getting really desperate for notes, so I literally just, like, went outside and did basically the equivalent of streeters.
Yep. Okay.
Fair enough. So, this one was...
That's the best way to get the strange one.
Okay. I like to eat lemon.
Oh.
That does not mean just the inside, even the skin. I don't know why, it just tastes good to me.
Thoughts? That was good.
A few thoughts.
What are your thoughts?
Okay, so in my experience, you go to like a sushi place or some other restaurant. They put like a little lemon slice in your water to feel a little extra fancy. I'll eat that any day of the week. If it's like a cleanser.
Yeah, it's like a palate cleanser. Yeah, it's like the ginger at a sushi restaurant.
Yeah, it's awesome, right?
Yeah.
And like I like eating the like watered mound version of lemons, but like... First off, raw lemons, already not a good start.
Definitely not.
With the skin.
Like, the lemon is already sour. I can't imagine how bitter that skin is of that lemon.
I used to, what's it called? Where I'm from, we have, like, a lemon tree, right?
Okay.
Like, what's it called? I know family members who will eat, like, lemons just completely straight.
Just like an apple, straight.
Not like an apple.
Oh, okay.
Not like an apple.
Okay, good.
More like an orange slice.
Okay.
But the skin itself, usually we use the skin for like other desserts. Like we'll zest off like some of the lemon.
Yeah.
For like
enhanced flavor.
Like a pudding or something like that. But like eating it, like I'm actually trying to visualize this now that you said eat it like an apple. I wonder if this person just does that.
I would hope not.
Just like a full on, just like straight out of a lemon.
Yeah,
that
one's weird.
That one's a little strange.
Of all the fruits, come on now.
Okay, first off, what's the ranking on fruits, though?
What's the what?
What's the ranking on fruits?
Like, where does lemon lie on
the fruit scale? Where does lemon lie on the fruit scale?
10 being good, 0 being not good? I mean, then again, I mean, like, lemon is kind of just advertised as this, like, flavor enhancer, you know? It's just like, you never really, like, the only other thing I can... imagine is like a full consumption of a lemon would be like lemonade. Other than that, like unless you make like a lemon cake.
Oh, actually, this reminds me of something. What's it called? I had a friend who like for a while used to do this thing where he would have a lemon, right? He wouldn't eat the peels.
Right.
But he would like dip it into sugar and just eat it like that. And I tried it. It's actually not even bad.
I can see the appeal around that one. I won't even lie.
It's actually like really good. it doesn't taste like lemonade like you would think. It's more like you taste the sweetness first, and then it's like taken away by like the parchness.
That's, yeah, I can envision that.
You can envision that?
Not that I would try, but
would you try? At some point, we're gonna have to do like a knockoff of this show where we just do this stuff. That's weird. That would be so awesome.
That would.
Like last week, we had someone come in who sleeps in jeans. I personally could never do that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one is just a whole nother discomfort level.
I can't even think. I didn't even want to talk about that one. That one was so bad.
That one's not even weird. It's like upsetting.
That is.
You know, it's just like.
That absolutely is upsetting. Yeah.
Dude, like, I'm always like in my sleep testing all different kinds of like laying down positions to get comfortable. And I can only imagine how constricted I would be in a pair of jeans.
Dude, dog, even like the sweat aspect of jeans, like we're repeating last week's episode. Yeah, sweating in jeans is the worst thing ever. Yeah. Sleeping and sweating, bro?
No.
That'd be awful.
That one's upsetting.
Okay. Back to the lemons. What are you ranking this?
From a 1 to 10 of how weird.
Yeah.
This is like a cool, like, not even gonna lie, this is an 8.
This is an 8 for you?
If we're eating the whole lemon like an apple, like a Granny Smith, that's an 8. But if we're
like a Granny Smith.
But if we're just like slicing lemons and eating the inside out of enjoyment, then like, oh no, but this pertains to the skin regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, no, I'm very curious. That's still an 8.
Okay. Actually, you bring a very, very interesting point. If you were biting into the lemon, like, again, a Granny Smith or like best apple, Honeycrisp, hot take.
No, that's valid.
But what's it called? If you're biting into it and you're, like, leaving with, like, skin and lemon, that makes me mad. That makes me irrational. Actually, not even irrationally angry. That just makes me angry, right? But if you're, like, I do this sometimes where I'll even, like, munch on, like, orange peels when I'm done the orange, if I'm, like, snacky. But, like, it's not, like, to the point where I'm full-on, like, shoving peels into my mouth. Yeah. It's more, like, small nibbles.
It's all about the approach that makes it weird or abnormally normal, you know?
I see this guy. He's learning.
Yeah. And biting into a lemon, too, with the disregard of, like, possibly biting into, like, the seeds is, like, kind of crazy to think about. Because when you get to those seeds, that's when it really gets kind of
the seeds
tangy.
You know what? I actually really like eating lemon seeds. I don't know if that's just me. They're like a nice bitter.
This guy just has like trees growing inside him right now. Like the watermelon? Doesn't even know.
No, but really. Lemon seeds are kind of like bitterish, but they still have like the zest in it. So it isn't like unbearable. It's more just like.
It's like
eating dark chocolate. It's like that kind of same appeal.
Because it still holds some flavor content mm-hmm. inside. So I think it's fine.
All right.
So I'm giving that like a firm.
8?
You know what? I'll bump it down to like maybe a 7. Because it does depend on the approach. I'll give it to a 7 to level the playing field.
If it's taking a bite out of it like that,
yeah,
that's a 9.
Yeah.
That's a 9.
Even worse, actually.
That's a high 9. If it's like, if you're nibbling on it maybe afterwards, that's like a 6.
If you're
straight up just eating the peels afterwards, that's like a middle. It's like a 3 range. It's like a 3 range.
Yeah.
Where you have just like the weirdness scale of this
might be one of the more broader kind of it's on the broader weird spectrum, you know.
Honestly, I prefer to not know how she eats them. To be honest, I feel like that would be weird.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to move on to the next one?
Yeah, so thank you for that submission.
thank you for that submission.
I will not be trying that anytime soon.
We will not be trying that anytime soon.
Thank you for being brave enough to share that with us.
This one. Again, another random person I found on the street.
Okay.
He said this completely straight face to me. I don't know how he said this with a straight face because I personally would have flipped and fumbled getting this one out. Instead of using deodorant sometimes, I kind of just wipe soap in my armpits and then call it a day.
Oh, no.
Okay. you want to go first on this?
It's the disturbance in my head right now, visualizing what that looks like. Okay, so I'm going to assume this person's talking about the soap bar. Maybe.
Just dish soap.
That's an 11.
I'm kidding.
That's our first 11 on this show.
Dish soap.
Soap? So let's just assume it's the soap bar. How weird would you say that is without washing it down?
I am a very big hygiene person.
Yes.
I love cologne. I don't know. This is probably something that I should bring up on the Abnormally Normal show. I keep around like 5 bottles of like perfume and cologne on me. And also a deodorant stick because I'm very self-conscious about how I smell. Mainly because my sister makes fun of me all the time because I stink like a teenager. But that's not really the point. That's not really the point.
Right.
Now, this specifically, like the bar of soap, it's like, yeah, if you get out of the shower and you rub your armpits with soap and like clean it out. But like I wouldn't go outside without deodorant. Like I take my deodorant everywhere with me.
Yeah.
It's just a habit out of high school. And when you're in a university campus, you're walking all over the place, you're sweating.
Yeah.
I hold deodorant at like a very high standard. Like it's my saving grace.
Yeah.
It is sometimes though. He didn't specify whether or not it was like, oh, I need to go quickly or something like that. Because I will admit, sometimes I don't like remember to put deodorant. It's not a good thing, of course. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it just slips the mind a little.
Sometimes it slips the mind a little bit.
Yeah.
And soap's all you get.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it shouldn't be that you are replacing deodorant with soap. What do you think about this?
Yeah, because it's like I can understand like the alternative idea, but it's not a soluble fix. For deodorant.
Soluble. Yes. We're using big words on
this. No. I mean, like, well, like, you know, I can see. I see the vision. It's basically what I'm trying to say. I see the vision. My concern with soap and not washing it down, because unlike deodorant, it's meant to just be dried out by like your natural oils and stuff. But like, compared to soap, I mean, I can't imagine.
You have to wash that out.
Yeah, I can't imagine the skin irritation that would probably leave.
And not even like skin irritation in general, just like. When soap dries too,
it gets on your flaky.
Skin. It gets flaky and really disgusting. Like, what's it called? That personally is like a pet peeve of mine. Like, I have the thing where I don't know if you have this, but apparently, like, if you like touch cornstarch or use a chalkboard, my brain just can't handle
that.
Yeah,
I know.
It feels so uncomfortable, and I feel like that's like the same thing with like dried up soap on my hands. Like, I can't stand it.
The nerve endings in my fingers are tingling just like the idea of fingernails on a chalkboard right now.
Oh, don't. You. No.
My bad. That one's really abnormal. Not abnormally normal. Just
how many times are we going to do this? Just like someone's going to say, that's kind of abnormally normal. Say that again.
Like, you know, like say it again.
You know, like the Fantastic Four thing where he's like,
where it just keeps getting brought up.
Gotta say, it's fantastic. Say that again.
It's got a ring to it. Look, say it into the mic this time.
Oh my god. Just like, what's it called? Honestly, getting the name for the show was like, wait a minute, how do I make like, even like the redesigning of the show, I just wanted it to make it as like weird as possible. So if you look at my like, for the people who are watching this, you'll probably be able to see this a lot better than we can right now because we're kind of sat in front of a laptop and a microphone.
Right.
But what's it called? I have my profile pic, like the banner.
Okay.
Look, the banner and the profile pic. The profile pic is black and white. And the banner is just an assortment of just different colors. And it's just supposed to make, like, my entire idea for the show was that it's going to be so weird.
Versatile color scheme.
Because, hot take, you could submit the show idea as weird because we're judging people on the anonymously.
Us giving input on weird things makes it weird itself.
Are very opinionated. Okay. So, what are you rating soap deodorant soap guy here?
I'm just going to base it off the assumption that this person's using a soap bar. I'll give it like a firm 6.
A firm 6?
At the end of the day, they're trying to be hygienic.
They're trying to be hygienic. They did specify sometimes, so I can respect that. I don't know the context of sometimes. But what's it called? I give this like, just me being like
a hygienic person,
I'd give this like an maybe an 8.5, if we're going into the points.
Right. My question for you is, would you ever, you know, like, for some reason you lost all the deodorant and all this stuff, you're on a rush to make your train, whatever, would you rub a soap bar on your armpits on the way out of the house?
I haven't not had deodorant in so long because I buy them in stock.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
I buy them in, like, right now I have, like, 5 packs of Old Spice.
Packs?
Yeah, packs of Old Spice in my bathroom.
Packs.
Yeah, because you go to Costco, they're on sale.
That's true, yeah. The sales are always
on sale. You just grab like a bunch.
Yeah.
And you call it a day. Same thing with toothpaste. right? I don't, I don't ever run out of toothpaste.
True.
Except for recently, I did run out of toothpaste. I need to buy.
Anything that helps the Costco rebates.
Hey, if you count your pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves.
That's what I like to do.
Okay, what's it? I completely forgot what I was talking about. But like, what's it called? If I were in that situation, I guess I would definitely, when I take a shower, I would be definitely cleaning my armpits a lot more with soap. But I feel like I would use a little bit like a cologne, even like directly on the skin, even though it kind of burns a little bit sometimes.
I do know what that feels like.
It's but not like,
really good.
It doesn't feel great. But like, honestly, I'd much rather sting for like 5 minutes and be uncomfortable than to stench and risk being stingy, in my humble opinion.
Does that affect your score now, or are you keeping it at 8? Sorry, I didn't mean to play with your mind a little bit to change your answer.
You are actually, now that I'm thinking about it in my own context, he did say sometimes. That's what's hanging me up.
It does help the situation a little
bit. It does. It definitely does help the situation out, like, a lot. A lot. I'd give it, you know what, we'll give it like a 7.5. We'll go one down.
Okay.
This one, we're going to have a lot of fun talking about. Because this one personally makes me angry. And it's a lot worse than the other two. Surprisingly, we've had a very bad episode today with with the weird stuff. I'll be so real with you. No offense to anybody else.
This episode in itself is around the 7, 8, 9 range of the strange.
So far, we haven't had an episode like this.
The strange range. Say it again.
Say that again. The strange range. Yo, spinoff show? When? Spinoff show when? Okay. I used to go out with this guy, and his sister used to have the same name, sound, and used to look like me.
All right, guys, so that was this episode of Abnormal. This is where we stop.
There's even a side note over here where it's like they're still dating, too.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is like a current thing. Like, this is still happening.
Oh, dear.
Now, okay. So, like, of course, I don't exactly know how this person looks. This is just a no, right? But if I were in that situation, I would feel so uncomfortable. It would be so bad, bro.
Uncomfortable as the girl. If you were the girl and you found out that this guy you're seeing, the sister, looks just like you. You're talking about from her perspective.
From her perspective.
Okay, I was just understanding it.
That would be super uncomfortable.
Yeah, no. That's a no.
That's like a big no for me. Because like one thing is like, even like, I don't know about you, but like where I come from, what's it called? We had this one guy, right? In his family, we set up marriages a lot of the time. Like we get two people to get to know each other, see if they're open to marriage, okay. Right? I had this one guy with this other girl. Names, we're just going to leave that out in the air.
Yeah, of course.
These two were literally perfect for each other. She had everything this guy wanted, mm-hmm. right? And she was willing to marry him, too. They were willing to, like, move forward with the process, ask the father everything, right? This guy cuts it off. You want to know why?
Okay, why?
She has the same name as a sister. So, what's it called? Of course, like, we all made fun of him for it, right?
Right.
But, like, to the point where it's a pet peeve, where it's the same name is already too far, in this scenario where it looks like you, that's scary. Like, I talked to this person one-on-one. They're, like, even, like, the same style, same everything. Like, what's it called? It was, like, creepy, like, the way she described it. And in my head, that's just such an uncomfortable situation to be in. What do you think?
Yeah, the family gatherings must be fun.
Oh, no. Don't even start, bro.
So, hold on. Just for clarification, this person specified that they are still in this relationship or no more?
They're still in this relationship.
Okay. Because you just brought up this other conversation where I think the word deal breakers, I think, need to get into a situation where if your partner had, or if you just found out that your partner had a sibling that looked just like you and had the same name as you, how would you personally feel?
Uncomfortable.
You did just say it.
Extremely uncomfortable, But like, the issue here is that like from her perspective, like what are, like, I would, like, have second doubts about my, like,
Who am I, right? Where do I lie in this situation?
This is such an interesting way to think about it, because I'm trying to think about it from her perspective. I wonder how this affects their relationship. Of course, it's none of my business, right? I didn't ask that. But, like, I feel like that has to, like, there has to be a certain level of just, like, okay, listen, we can't go out. Like, this is too weird. This is too abnormally normal.
You just—they have to bring it up at some point. Hey, this is just getting a little too abnormally normal.
Check it out. Check out Spirit Life. Plug yourself in.
You don't know what I'm talking about? Check out Spirit Life.
This just—I don't know. This kind of like breaks a lot of corners for me. It
breaks a lot of corners for you.
Breaks a lot of corners. We're going from rare square to just This is kind of like an uncomprehendable situation to be in. I don't want to even envision what that would be like. I am in a relationship myself. I don't know how I would feel if I met my girlfriend's brother for the first time and he just exactly. I was like, oh, nice mirror you put in front of me.
Point of reference. Look, it's such an uncomfortable situation. No. Because of course this is actually the first time that we've had anybody talk about someone else in their regard.
Right.
Right. This is like a 2-in-1. Because, like, of course, at Abnormally Normal, we take notes where it's you have, like, things that you do and then situations that you've been in. And, or, like, something else someone does. This is, like, something else that someone does and a situation that you've been in. Now, this situation, hella weird. Mm-hmm. This is absolutely not. This is a complete deal breaker for me. I assume this is the same for you.
Yeah.
It's a complete deal breaker. I would not be okay with my brother, like, or my sister, having, like, a spouse or being in a relationship where they look like me. That's so weird.
I was just going to say that. If I had a sister and I don't have a sister, but if I did have a sister and she was just seeing this guy named Jamie, I would just be like. Then again, I mean, just, like, you know, I think maybe I have a slightly more common name-esque, I guess.
Actually, I was going to ask, is Jamie a common... You're my first Jamie.
Yeah, okay.
What is Jamie short for?
Jamie's not short... Well, a little sidetrack, guys. A little off, but on the record a little bit. I'm actually about to tell Mihiri my real name, actually. It's not actually Jamie. So my real name is actually Carlos. I don't go by Carlos at all.
I think you've told me this. I think I remember you mentioning this.
Oh, I did. Okay. So, yeah. So for you that don't know, my name is Carlos. Benjamin is my middle name. It's my grandfather's name, actually.
And you go by Jamie, your middle name?
I just do because on my dad, because that grandfather is my mom's dad. Mm-hmm. My dad's name is actually Carlos as well. His dad is actually named Carlos as well. And his dad was named Carlos as well. I'm actually the fifth. What? This is not no, like, British Empire stuff, guys. I promise you.
This got really interesting real fast. I don't even want to talk about the last one.
All right, a new take on Abnormally Normal is having the same name five times in the generation.
This is actually really interesting because I have a similar thing. A lot of people think my name is just Mihiri.
Okay.
It's not. Right. My first name is Ibrahim. Just don't go by Ibrahim because I don't like that. I'm going to be so real. Okay. I don't like the name.
Okay.
Where I come from, it's like an old man name, and I don't appreciate that. My grandmother named me. This is all secondhand because, you know, I wasn't born yet. But my mom begged her to please think of another name because she didn't want to name me.
We need more.
We need a different name. All right. We should get back on track. So on a scale of 1 to 10 for the situation... This might actually be my first 10. This is hella weird. This is like a 10.5. Give it 11. You know, crank it up.
We're breaking the parameters of the strange range. You know?
This is pissing me off. I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. Just imagine, I can't stop thinking about how uncomfortable, like, again, a family gathering would be, or anything like that. Like, even same style, same everything, bro. It's so weird. That's such a... Yo, viewers at home, don't ever do this. Don't ever do this. This is weird. I hope you guys agree with us.
Don't put yourself in this situation,
don't
please.
Don't ever put...
We care about you guys,
don't
please.
Don't ever put yourself in this situation. Okay. I think that's all... that's all the time we have for today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. First episode of part two.
First published.
Not technically not first published. Nisa beat you, bro. Nisa beat you.
Oh, man.
Love
Nisa, though.
Nisa's great. I appreciate you, bro.
thank you to all of our for all of our providers for today, our strange providers.
Our very unusual, abnormally normal providers.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys on, this is Friday's episode, so on Monday. We'll see you guys on Monday.
Yeah, hopefully see you guys next time. Can't wait to hear this. Bye, guys. Bye-bye.